VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. There's been no comment so far from the U.S. government on the arrest by Russia's security service of a 48-year-old American man, Paul Whelan. He's a retired U.S. Marine. Russia says it detained him December 28th for spying. David Whelan told CNN his brother was in Moscow to attend a wedding. He says his family is deeply concerned for his safety. An infant boy was pulled from the rubble of an apartment building in the Russian city of Magnitogorsk on Monday, 35 hours after the structure collapsed. Seven people are reported dead. Dozens of people are missing. The baby was dug out after emergency workers heard his cries. Temperatures overnight were minus 18 Celsius. The boy survived because he was warmly wrapped in his crib. Officials in Pakistan said Tuesday that at least four security forces were killed when a group of heavily armed militants assaulted a paramilitary training center in southwestern Baluchistan province. The Pakistani military said that terrorists attempted to storm the residential and administrative blocks of the Frontier Corps facility in the remote town of Lorelei, but security guards at the external checkpoint forced them out. The assailants entered a compound adjacent to the checkpoint, where security forces surrounded them and gunned down three of them. The fourth one blew himself up during the firefight. The Taliban has killed more than 20 pro-government forces and captured several security outposts in northern Afghanistan. The insurgents staged the deadly offensive to try to take control of oil fields in Sayyid District in Sar-e-Pol province. The local government spokesman told VOA on Tuesday that Afghan security forces repulsed Monday night's attack by the Taliban. This is VOA News. The Somali military has executed six al-Shabaab militants without a trial, according to officials and rights activists. A Somali military commander told VOA's Somali service on Tuesday the men had been imprisoned for the last 5 months. They were part of an assassination unit. One of them was caught red-handed as he killed a government soldier, and his arrest led us to the arrest of five others, and finally we executed them. The militants were executed Sunday by firing squad in the town of Badhera, about 300 kilometers southwest of Mogadishu. The partial government shutdown entered its 11th day at the dawn of 2019, with Congress and President Trump still at odds over his demand for money to build a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border. On video and on Twitter, President Trump talked about the wall and the new year. Associated Press correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
The president's video message on New Year's Day.
It's going to be a great year. Complicated, but great.